Responsibility, it's hard, feels good. Responsibility, it's hard, feels good. It's hard, feels good. It's hard.
Thumpers was the oldest horse on Pop Pop's farm, but she was Cody's favorite. Thumpers looked like a horse a king would ride. She was big and white with a long fluffy tail, and she had a thick mane you could really hang on to if you got to ride her back to the barn. She'd let you, too. Thumpers was the only horse Pop Pop owned that a kid could ride. Red, the stallion, would kick a kid for even thinking about getting on him. Only Pop Pop could ride Red. Blackie had been a fair pony, and after years of going around and around in a ring with kids kicking his ribs all day, he decided he never wanted a kid to ride him again. If you tried to ride Blackie, he'd bite you. But Thumpers was a great horse, and Cody loved her. But lately, Thumpers had been acting kind of out of sorts, sickly-like. So Pop-Pop called the vet, old Doc Withers, and he came out to see what was the matter. Doc Withers drove a sky-blue 1968 Ford pickup truck that had been kicked by everything with four hoofs and looked like it, too. It had a little fence built inside the bed of the truck so that Doc could take sick cows and horses back to his place if he had to. Doc Withers always wore the same thing every day, an old yellow corduroy barn coat, a red flannel shirt, and tall brown rubber boots that came up over his knees. Pops explained to Doc how Thumpers had been acting out of sorts, and then the Doc strode into the barn, opened the stall door, caught Thumpers by her halter, and hooked her up to the cross ties. Then he looked her over real good, like a doctor does. He pulled up her lips and looked at her teeth. He listened to her heart with his stethoscope. He felt her backside and belly, and then he smiled and he said, "Now, Pops, ain't nothing wrong with this mare that 8 months won't cure. She's pregnant. Right now, everything looks all right, but she's an old mare, and we'll need to keep an eye on her. She could have trouble foaling this time, Pops." Cody couldn't believe his ears. Thumpers was going to have a baby. Doc drove off in his old blue pickup truck, and Cody said, "Pop, Pop, can I have Thumper's colt as my very own horse?" Pop, Pop's eyes twinkled like fireflies on a starry summer night, and the wrinkles in his head started twitching up and down as he thought on it. Pop said, "Now, I don't know, boy. A horse is a lot of responsibility, Cody. A horse is a lot of work, son, and you've got school and all. Besides, how are you going to pay me for a horse?" And Cody thought for a minute, and then he said, "Well, I'll do extra chores, Pop, starting right now if you want." Pop scratched his head, and then he said, "Cody, I'll tell you what. If you clean out the barn every day before school and feed all the horses every day and night for a year, I'll give you Thumper's foal. But that's a lot of responsibility, boy, and I expect you to take it seriously. Do we have a deal, son?"
"Yes," Cody said, leaping up in the air. "Yes, yes, Pops, you can count on me. It's a deal, I promise."
Responsibility, it's hard, feels good. Responsibility, it's hard, feels good. It's hard, feels good. It's hard,